here on Kufchaf in the Beis, it says that there's a din of Hataris Nadarim, and the Gemara says that it's good to Yachid Mumcha. Gemara says, Kiram Rav Chista, Amr Rav Yechin, Yachid Mumcha, Hachanami, Yachid Mumcha. So we know that it can be done with Shlosha Ed Yotos, but the Gemara says, Beferish, it can be done with Yachid Mumcha. So there's a machloikis here between the Rambam and the Ramban. When a Yachid Mumcha is matan nedarim, does he need to have smicha? So the Rambam says Beferish in Hilchos Shvuos that there is no requirement for him to have smicha, and that's in Pirik Vav Halacha Hey in Vav, and the Ramban quoted by the Ran in Nedarim Achav Kibmul Mafter Maslav Hetan Nedarim argues on the Rambam and claims that he has to have smicha. So the Yachid Mumcha that's matan nedarim has to have smicha. When we say smicha, we mean smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down, right? That's the real smicha. Smicha that we have is a heter to paskin, but it's not the smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have a machlokes the Rambam and Ramban whether a Yachid Mumcha that's matan neder, do you need smicha? So if you hold like the Ramban that you need smicha. So obviously we don't have that bisman hazeh, so you can't have a yachid mumcha, matar and neder. If you hold like the Rambam, you don't need smicha, so that, there's a machlokes rishon within the Rambam, would we allow that? The Ran says that dafayin ches in the darm, that every generation has the bikin, and he claims that a yachid who's a baki in kol ha-torakula, in hilchos nedarim, could matar neder me'atzmo. However, most Rishonim say not. We don't have that bizman hazeh, and no one is of that madrega. And the Mechaber Paskins in Hilchos Nedarim, Reish Chav Ches, that a Yachid Mumcha should never be matar neder, Allah Lamaisi. So that's what we assume that really should never try to do that unless it's a bad situation. But that's what we assume. So what's this machloikas the Rambam and the Ramban all about, whether Yachid Mumcha to matan neder needs smicha? So Roshef Shlita has in his sefer, he wrote up the Rav Shiurim on smicha. It's called the Kunchas HaSmicha. So I want to say over that mahalach, and maybe we can make a hosafa and say maybe that's the Bir HaDavar in this machloikas. Places in Yavamas and Memvav on the bays running out to Mem Zion Mouth asks Akasha, how can we Makabal Gerim Bisman Hazeh? He says, we don't have Dayanim that have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. So he answers that, you're right, but there's a principle called Shluchu Sayu, that the Rabbanim of today are Shluchim of the Rabbanim of old. That's the way the Chiddush Arad has it in Sanhedrin. And he adds on a clause that we don't want to close the door b'fnei geirim, just like we don't want to close the door b'fnei lavan. That's why they got rid of Jushu v'chakir. But he has a lashon like that. So min rabbanon, they tell you when to implement it. But no doubt, shlichu sayu, according to Tais, is a mechanism that's the Yeraisin, and the Sivus writes that in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Aleph, Sifkat Aleph, and therefore we can have geirim b'zman hazeh based on this principle of shlichu sayu kav dinin. That's what Tais writes in Yevamos. And the Rambam argues on this. The Rambam writes that Shlosha Hedyotos suffice for Geirus. He writes that Beferish Nisuri Bia. So, according to the Rambam, and it could very well be the Rashba writes like this, Beferish Nen gives a Shlichusai as a principle, it's the Rabbanan. So even though Shlichusai is a principle of Rabbanan, what do you mean? Geirim Bizman, is there only Jewish for the Rabbanan? No, the whole premise of the Kasha Taisa doesn't start according to the Rambam and the Rashba, because you don't need to have Dayanim that have smicha. So what emerges is that there's a fundamental machlokes when you have a Beis Din for Geiris, do you have to have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down or not? Taisus says you do, and he solves that by invoking the Din of Shlichu Sayu, which he held as the Araisa, with that rabbinic, you know, guiding us when we should do that, but in fact it's the Araisa. And the Rambam and the Rashba writes, Beferish Shlichu Sayu is the Rabbanan. The whole Kasha doesn't start because Lamaisa, the premise of Taisa's Kasha, is wrong, that you don't need to have there is no requirement to have the Dayanim to have smicha. So the Rav Zatzal said, what's this machlokes all about? So he wanted to say that it's a fundamental machlokes in the Rambam Tosfos as to what the nature of smicha is. The two approaches he suggested is that either smicha can be a license to paskin, just like a doctor needs a medical license, a lawyer needs a law license. So who would deny me? A Rav needs a license to paskin, and without that, it won't have, you shouldn't paskin, and it will not have a chalaisim of psak either. That's one approach, and that's going to be the Rambam Shita. Whereas Tosfos holds not that way. Tosfos holds that smicha is a prerequisite, it's one of the ingredients to have a beis din. There are many ingredients to have a beis din. You need, we're going to talk about it, two beis Hashem, you need to have an odd number. Pashup shot to have a beis din, you need to have the dayanim sitting down, right? Bismana Gomorrah, they used to do atifa. There are many prerequisites that a beis din needs. So another prerequisite is that the dayanim should have smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu on down. And that's the shittas ha'tosfos. So the Rav proved that the Rambam held that smicha is a license to paskin, which means it's totally unrelated to a beis din. A regular Rav needs to have smicha. So the Rav had three rayas for this, and let's mention them within the Shittas Rambam. Number one, he said, if you look in the Rambam, Nuchasan Hedjin, Shurik Dalet, I think it's Alacha Gimel or Dalet, he writes there, Beferish, that you must have smicha if shailas are brought to you about ksamim. Now, whenever there's shailas about taras mishpacha, you don't have to go to a beis din, you go to individual rav for shailas like that. So the Rav said, you see that the Rambam writes that smicha has nothing to do with beis din. It's a license to paskin. You have a shayla and ksamim, the shayla and taras mishpacha, never go to a beis din. You go to an individual rav. And for him to have the ability to paskin, he needs a license to paskin. And that's why the Rambam writes that smicha is needed for ksamim. So that was the first raya the Rav had. Second raya the Rav had is in Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam writes against Rashi, then in order to be a Zaken Mamre is a Talmud Chacham that paskins against the Sanhedrin HaGadol. The Pasuk says we kill him. We kill him because he paskin against the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and he didn't know the Shaila. He went to ask the Shaila, Sanhedrin HaGadol. They told him how to paskin. He comes back, he paskins against them. The Pasuk says, it's Chayv Misa. So Rashi says in Sota that he has to be 40 years old. He's less than 40. It's not called Hara, and therefore, he can't be a Zaken Mamre. But the Rambam writes he must be a Samach. It doesn't say he has to be 40. He must be a Samach. Because this fellow, it's like, you know, Lav the Awful Buzz. You have a guy in the rookie league, you know, against the major leagues, right? So, you know, it's like you can't even compare the two. So if you have an individual Rav that Hoskins is against the Sanhedrin HaGadol without smicha, it's like a joke. It's like it wasn't an insult to the progenitors of the Mesorahs, the Rambam writes the Sanhedrin HaGadol is. And therefore, such a guy is not Chayav Misa. But a guy who has smicha and there's a chalois to the psak and he paskins against the Sanhedrin HaGadol, he's threatening the progenitors of the Mesorah. The din is he's Chayav Misa. So again, you see that the Rambam invokes smicha in a situation where it's an individual raw paskin, namely a license to paskin. That's the second raya the Rav had. Then the third raya the Rav had was the Rambam back in Hilchos Sanhedrin in Perek Dalet writes that when you give smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu Adon, it's got to be done in front of a beis din. The Rav, when he gives the smicha to the Talmud, has to be in front of beis din. And one of the three has to have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu Adon. The other two do not. So the Brisker Rav actually has this in a sefer, and the Rav Zatzal said it as well, that when they're paskining, they're in that situation. They're not paskining. Their just presence alone is needed, that when the Rav gives smicha to the Talmud, it's in front of a beis din of three. Their presence is needed. Like when we get to God willing by Geirus and Chalitza, Pashup Shat, they're not paskining. There are two tracks sometimes in beis din. Sometimes they paskin, and sometimes their presence alone is needed. Like a beis din of a Kayin. And in the situation where they're just witnessing, in a sense, the smicha, their presence alone is needed, and therefore they're not paskining. So there's no reason to have a license to paskin. So you need to have one of the three to keep going the Mesorah, that in for this smicha to be given, one of the three Danim should have the smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. But you don't need all three, because in this situation, it's a basic of the kind. They're not paskening at all. Memela, there's no need to have smicha. So for those three rayas, the Rav held that you see the Rambam holds klor, that smicha is a license of paskening. It has nothing to do with an ingredient to be part, make up a basin. And then he brought a fourth raya, where the Rambam writes, we know that a yachid mumcha l'rabim can paskin, let's say, on dini mominis, hodos valvos. Even though the Rambam writes that if you want to be, have a hodah, that you're owed money, the hodah has to be in front of three guys. You cannot have a hodah in front of one guy. However, that a yachid mumcha can paskin on hodos valvos, because the Rambam held that hodos valvos is like a horah in Isra v'heter, and the Orsamea claims that that Yachin Mumcha, the Rambam holds like the Rabbeinu Chananel on the Dafter and Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, that needs smicha. The Yachin Mumcha requires smicha, and the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. So since the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Chananel, the Yachin Mumcha on Hodos Lavos needs to have smicha. Because again, Hodos Lavos is like a Shaila of Isra V'Heter, where you need to paskin, and therefore you need to have of Hora, and therefore you need to have smicha. Now the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ramach that all the other Rishonim said Yachin Mumcha does not need smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu on Tam. Why not? Because they held Lamaisa, like the Bali Atesis, that smicha is an ingredient in a basement, and since in Odos Lavos you don't need to have a basement, the Mele of Yachin Mumcha doesn't what doesn't need to have smicha. So Hashtadasis Lahachi, maybe we could say the following Biradam. Perhaps. Maybe we could say that this machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, depends upon what the nature of smicha really is all about. It could be, maybe the Rambam, though, we're going to say a different beer also, but the first beer I want to suggest maybe is that in Ataris Nadarim, maybe it's not really a psak. It's kind of like the Rashbam has a Lashon, even though he says Horav, but he says Horav Vitaina. Maybe you could say that the Rambam is holding that Ataris Nedarim is like the Rashba's Lashon in Nedarim, like a Shuma. A Shuma, when we evaluate a piece of karka, you can have an even number basin. You can have 10. You don't have to have, Taisin Megillah asks on Kof Gimel, and Taisin Erkin asks on Daf Yates, how does the Mishnah say have 10 people evaluating? It's a basin in Shakal. It's an even number. Because it's not a din. It's not a din. In fact, the Ritva writes there, that Ivur Sari says in Megillah, you need to have a unanimous. And the Ritva has, in the way the notes in the Ritva Masbrit, you basically come up with the majority. If one guy says it's worth 900, 800, you have six guys saying it's 600, you come up with that as well. So in other words, what I want to bring out is that maybe Ataris Nedarim is not even considered to be a psak, and therefore if it's not even considered to be a psak, the Rambam would hold that Lamaisa, Ataris Nedarim, that Yachin Mumcha doesn't need smicha. Doesn't need smicha, halacha Lamaisa. Whereas the Ramban would say one of two things. He would say it is a psak, and the Ramban maybe holds like the Rambam that the nature of smicha is that it's a license to paskin. Or maybe you could say that the Ramban holds, like Taisus has in Yevamos and Memhayim, that Yachid Mumcha maybe has a chalos based in, and therefore if it's a chalos based in order to fulfill that role, maybe the Ramban holds like the Bali Taisus, and that smicha is an ingredient of a beis din, and that yachid mumcha must require smicha, and therefore, Taisin Yevamos has like a yachid mumcha also, and then Hayim Beis, he has a line there, the Rashash points out, it's against the other Taisis, but Lamaisa, there is a Taisin Yevamos from Hayim Beis that says a yachid mumcha might have a chalais of a beis din. So maybe he requires what requires smicha. So maybe this is a mahalach, you could say, to be mazmer this machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban regarding smicha. You could say, perhaps, just to point out, that machlekes we start off with the Tais and the Rambam, the Rav said is a machlekes in Hichos smicha. I suggested once maybe you could say a different beer, maybe it's a machlekes in Hichos geiris. In other words, in Hichos geiris, who's the ikar in the geiris? Is it the gavra that's being megayer and just a tanai? That base, it has to be done in front of base, and if that's the case, then they don't need to have smicha. Maybe that's a pshat in the Rambam. Whereas if you hold the base out of the Megayrim, they're the ones who imbued the kedusha on the guy, then you better bet your bottom dollar they need to have smicha, and that's not for now, But to build up that mahalach, maybe you could say different than the Rav. Maybe the machlokes is that they were was dependent what their the roles are in Gaelus. That's how one suggested. But if we go with this mahalach asnicha, maybe that's what we could suggest regarding this machlokes, the Ram and the Ramban. And the Xeris HaKosov, Roshei Matos, here tells me that Yochin Mumcha is good, even though he's not a Samach, but he's got to be a Baki. And that's that would be enough according to the Shita Sarama. Okay. Now, as a Sofa to this, the Tosis on the top says Beferish that you have to have, you can't have a Bezin Shokel by Hataras Nedarim. And the Rosh says the same thing in the Darim as well, in Dafayin Ches, that you cannot have a Bezin Shokel by Hataras Nedarim. So there's an interesting machlokes in Gedol Achroinim, Rabbi Kiveger has a tshuva in Simenayin Ches, where he claims you can have four guys to be Matar Ned. A lot of guys do this on Rosh Hashanah when everyone's rushing around in Rosh Hashanah. They just, you know, want to get it done, so they sit with four guys, or done under one guy's in front of four guys. Rabbi Kiveger says that's fine. And the Nachal Yitzchok argues under Rabbi Kiveger and claims he's smack against our Tysus. Tysus says, Beferish, you can't have a Bezin Shokel. So, how do you forever the Kiveger? So, it could be that the whole nature of having a based in shakal pashtus is, the Gemara has in the beginning Sanhedrin Gimel and Beis, is you want to have a based in notin. You don't want to have a deadlock. So, you don't want to have a deadlock, so you want to make sure you have an even number. You want to make sure you have an odd number, so you won't have a deadlock. So, Tosis has in Yevamnis on Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph regarding Chalitza, which is one of the examples we mentioned where they're not really paskening. So the Gemara has a drasha there that you need to have an odd number for a base in Chalitza. So Frek Tosis, why? They're not paskening. So Tosis has 2 days there. 1 day in Tosis says is that they are paskening. They sit and oversee a Chalitza. They're paskening every sif in Shulchan Aruch, every din, every machlekes in the Gemara, Tanoim, Amorim, they're paskening. Tosis stands on his head to say that degree, because in a Hanami, if they're not paskening at all, an even number would be fine. That's what the first day in Tosis Nivam says. And then Tosis, in the second day of Baksad, it says, Behold Duchten. Whenever Bezin meets, they always need to be odd, whether they're paskening or whether their presence alone is needed. So what emerges is really 2 days in Tosis as to whether Bezin Shokel, the requirement to not have a Bezin Shokel, is that only limited when they're actually paskening? Or does it apply as an ingredient to a Bezin no matter what they're doing, whether they're paskening or their presence alone is needed? And the truth is, if you look around in other Rishonim, it definitely comes up. Like we just mentioned with this Rashba, you know, if you have 10, it's fine. The din is in Sanhedrin, 10 for or a Poda Hektish. And the Rashba says, Kashuma is not a din. They're not really paskening. As I said, from the Ritva, you're trying to come up with a majority of how much a piece of property is. So there's not really a psak. And the Ran in Gittin by Prusbel says, Beferish Lamaisa, that there's no real psak, so 2 should be fine. And the Yad Ramon Sanhedrin, when he talks about the din of Smichas Parhel and Davar Sol Tzibor, he says they have to check whether there's a mum or not. So that's a psak. Mashma, that if there was no psak, an even number would be good. And the Tosis there in Yevamos brings up Smichas Par. Smichas Par, he says, why do you need an odd number? Because they're paskening with a Smichas Bekol Kochel. To that degree, Tosis stands on his head to say they have to be paskening on something, because if they're not paskening on something, you shouldn't need an odd number. So that's Mamish 2 days. 2 days in Tosis, and it's a major machlokes in Rishonim. So it emerges. What emerges here is that what is the psak by Beis Din Shokel? So according to 1 day in Tosis and Rashi Pashup Shad in the beginning of Sanhedrin, that it's Likuva. Beis Din Shokel's Likuva. If you had an even number, it would not be good to be puzzled by the Evan. The Bach in Simon Gimel Choshen Mishpat holds it's only Lepsula Chachila, but the Evan would be a Halos Beis Din. And then there is a sheet of the Rambam and the Tur, Rambam and the Mechaber. Rambam never mentions Beis Din Shokel at all. And there are Gemaras, for example, the Gemara in Hurius and Daf Gimel says, Maya, 100 Dayanim sit in Paskin. How could he have 100? How could you have 100? It's an even number. So in Shulchan Aruch it says you have 10 dayanim. So the Sfa says lav dafka. But if you take it really the dafka, it could very well be that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch have a shita that as long as you have a shear of a basin of 3 or more, then there's no problem of shakl at all, none whatsoever. And therefore, when the Gemara says 100 in Harisa, men 100, halacha l'maisa. And the truth is, this trickles down to a machlek, is the Shara Mishpat, and the Yeshuas Yisrael Yeshua Mikutna. The Shara Mishpat says that a Beisdin that is an even number is likuva, it's not a good halos Beisdin. And the Yeshuas Yisrael says that it is not likuva, except by knossos. Knossos, you might require 3. Halacha l'maisa, but Rav Zhulti writes, he says, according to this Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, as long as you have a shear of a base in 3, anything more than that would not be ma'akev. So maybe we could say the following. Maybe we could say that Rav Akiva Eiger, who paskin that 4 is good by Ataris Nedarim, the Nachla Yitzchak says, you're against Taisus, you're against the Rosh. So, number one, Lamaisa, maybe we could say that Rabbi Kivager is following the Rambam and the Mechaber. 4 is higher than 3. I had a shear basement. There's no problem of shuffle, even the Chachim. That's number one, maybe we could suggest. And number two, maybe we could suggest, based on what we had said earlier, maybe it's not considered a Chalois basement at all. I didn't mention that the Gemara says in the Dharma and Ayin base, it's good Bekrovim, Hatar Sadharma, it's good Belila, and the Rama writes the Pharisees, it's not a din. He says it in the Cheshuas. It's good Bekrovim, it's good Belila. So the bottom line is, it's really hard to say why you should need Shakal. Taisa says you need it. The Ran says in 2 places, that's Ke'im Bezdin, on Chaf Gimel, and Ayin Ches, he says Ke'bezdin Mamish, he says Bezdin Mamish. But the push-up shot is, maybe you could argue on that premise. It says it's not considered a chalos basin. It's good Bekrov, it's good Belial. Ram says not a din. And the Mele, it's not a chalos basin. Maybe you don't need shakl at all. And even number, gesutter hey. So Rabbi Kivega Lamaisa, we could say, remains strong and makes a lot of sense al pi din. So that's the first mahalach I wanted to suggest. Okay. Second mahalach we get to is in the Shiloh now on Kuf Chafal from base. Before, we just want to mention the Rav. If you get a chance, you look up that Rav Shechter's beautiful shtickle with the Kintrus of Smicha. He talks about what's the Iker part of Smicha. Is it the Rebbe giving it or the Talmud being Makabalit? So, because he points out, Smicha is only an Eretz Yisrael. It's not an exclusive Varetz. So, you know, why does it have to be an Eretz Yisrael? Because it's got to be done in front of the tzibor. Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Yoshua in front of Lani Kol Yisrael. And where's the Iker tzibor? Eretz Yisrael. You can have a million yidim in diaspora and 10 in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says the Iker tzibor is Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is the Iker. That's what the Gemara says in the beginning of Hurrius. Right? We need Rov Kol Yisrael by Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibor if they made a mistake to be in Eretz Yisrael. You look at the Rov of people in Eretz Yisrael. Milavo Hamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. We don't ignore the other Yidim and footstorms, not in general, but regarding this din. So you see that you need to have the tzibor, and therefore smicha has to be done in Eretz Yisrael mamish. That's all the whole shiloh about a Rebbe if he's in Bavel and he gives it to the Talmud in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara has a shiloh, so is the ikar part of smicha the Rebbe giving it or the Talmud being mekabelit? So the Rav Sip Shah the Ram is it's also the Talmud being mekabelit. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. It's beautiful, but we got to move on. Okay, let's go to Kuf Chaf Aleph from the base. The Gemara has the Shaila there. Yibayalu Eretz Yisrael the Shvatim Iflug, or Dilma the Karkiv Gavri Iflug. The Gemara has the Shaila. So it's interesting. This Shiloh, the way the Rashbam learns up the Shiloh, is it equally given to the Shvatim no matter how much population they have in each Shevet? Or is it given according to each individual, according to the individuals, and if you have a bigger Shevet, you're going to get more land? So, the Maskanas of Gemara comes out that it's the Shvatim is falling. So it's going to be equal to Gabbat Shvatim, no matter how many population is in each Shevet. So Rashi Al HaTayra Lamaisa says not that way. Rashi Al HaTayra in Parsis Pinchas says that the Feirish not that way. And the Ramban, the Marsha quotes the Ramban here, Al HaTayra, right? Rashi Al HaTayra is in Chav Vav Pasuk Nun Dalet. So the Marsha quotes the Ramban Al HaTayra there, says against our Gemara. Torah Chaim asks it that Rashi is mamish against the Gemara. So the Ravid has this sheep to himself, that the Ravid has the sheep to that it depends upon the people, and the shade with more people will get more land. So the Ravid asks on himself, there's a Ravid of Kuf Yud Zayin and Kuf Chaf Aleph. He asks on himself as against this Gemara. So he wants to say that the Suffolk of the Gemara is completely different than the Rashbam. What's the Suffolk Gemara regarding Goral? Was the Goral for the Shvatim, or was the Goral even for the Yechidim and Mishpachas and each Shevet to develop it? So, Lemaisa, the Maskana of Gemara would be that it was L'Shvatim, the Goral, not for Yechidim. So then the Ravid asks on himself, the Shidduch asks, but it's against another pasuk in Chumash. It says, L'Mishpachosachem L'Goral, Parshas Matos. So, you have to see both those Ravids. So he goes back and he says, he learns like the Rashbam, the Suffolk like the Rashbam. But he has a problem with the Rashbam, the same thing that Tysus had, right? And the Rashbam really tried to frame for that. The Gemara earlier, the whole discussion with Rav Papa and Abaye, right? The Kulun Shakal on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Shavah, right? Tysus in the bottom of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis was bothered by the Kashmir. Rashbam already tried to say this whole Gemara is a Libet Lo Kehilchus to that. So the Ravid didn't like this whole Gemara between Rav Papa and Abaye be a Libet Lo Kehilchus. So he says, you have to say a different shot. What's a different shot? He says, you have to say the Shiloh was L'Shvatim is Balig with Urim V'Tumim? Urim V'Tumim is the Shiloh, not Gora, Urim V'Tumim. Or even for the Yechidim was it Urim V'Tumim. So, Lamaisa, that's how basically emerges three different shatam how to learn up the Shiloh. Was the Shiloh just, you know, how to give out the land? Was the Shiloh with Gora? Was the Shiloh with Urim V'Tumim? So, Lamaisa, it comes out, Alach Lamaisa, that the Mishpachos were Alpi, the Gora says the Ramban like that, Alatera, and the Adrama says like that, that it was done, Lamaisa, with Gora, Bali, Urim V'Tumim. So, it's interesting because the Gemara in Kiddushin learns out on Daf Chav Vav and Daf the Kinyan Chazaka, the concept of Kinyan Chazaka from Chalukas Aretz. And the Pnei Yeshua says, why you need a Kinyan Chazaka? Eretz Yisrael was considered to be what? Eretz Yisrael was Muchzekis. Eretz Yisrael was considered to be, we had Eretz Yisrael, and Lamaisa, it was considered to be, Eretz Yisrael is considered to be Begairal, Urim V'Tumim, so you don't need a Kinyan, right? That's the Kasha. Right? That's the Kasha that the Pnei Yehoshua asks. Why should you need a Kinyan, Lamaisa? So he wants to say it's a Raya, Lamaisa. It could be that it's a Raya for the Chuvas HaRosh and Klal Sadi Ches Oz Beis, that even though you had Goral, you still need a Kinyan. Even though you had Goral, you still need a Kinyan. That could be a riot for that, but then the Yeshua says himself, though, that the Goral was L'chol Shevet, but for Mishpacha, you need a Kinyan. So that fits in with the way those who shown him learn up our Gemara, Halacha L'maisa. So you needed a Goral for the Shevet, but for Mishpacha, you needed a Kinyan. But L'maisa, as I said, the Ravid in Kuf Yud Zayin learns that it was Dafka L'Shvatim, the Goral, but in Kuf Kaf Aleph, he learns the Mishpachas V'Yechidim, there was a Goral. So the rival was Chozer Bo from Kuf Yud Zayin to Kuf Chaf Aleph. But what I want to bring out is this following Nakuda, is that, you know, the Rama Paskins Achim Shechalku, when brothers are the distributor of property, what's the din? The din is that the Goyer is done through Goral. And the rival has a tain on him, he says, Yidam Maisa Kinyan, just like we said from the Chuvus HaRosh. And the truth is, the Gemara in the beginning of Masechta says, when you chalukas a shutfin, you need a Kinyan. And Frek Rabbi Chana, we said, by brothers, Goral is enough. So the pshat is that when you talk about Our Gemara in Daf Gimel says Chalukas Hashufin needs a kinyan because we hold Ein Breira. Rabbi Yosi holds Yesh Breira. So if Yesh Breira, then it's Mavur L'Mefreya that it was a Yerusha. There's no reason to have a kinyan. There's no reason to have a kinyan. So Lamaisa, these are different ways to, you know, if you hold Yesh Breira, then there's no reason to have a kinyan. That's how you make the distinction. Halacha Lamaisa. So Daf Gimel, we hold Ein Breira, but the sugi over there holds Rabbi Yosi holds Yesh Breira. So Gora would be enough. Halacha Lamaisa. But what I'm bringing out is that even if you hold, it was done through Lamaisa Gorau, but still you're going to need a kinyan al pi din. And that is like some of the Rishonim learned by us in the Shaila, Halacha Lamaisa. Just one last nakuda on this is the Ma'arid es Akasha. We learned on that Eretz Yisrael is Muchsuk Ne'avosemi. So the Ma'arid asks, so why do you need a kinyan chazaka for Eretz? You learned kinyan chazaka from Eretz Yisrael. Why do you need a kinyan chazaka? It's Muchsuk. That's the Ma'arid's kasha. The Gemara says it was muksuk. So it was muksuk. So why does the Gemara say there was a kinyan chazaka done? Gemara learns a kavav. How do you know kinyan chazaka done? Because it's a yishaftim yirashkim. Why was there a need to have a kinyan chazaka later? It was already muksuk. The Ma'arid asks. Well, Pnei Yeshua is asked. There's just two things. L'maisa. In other words, if there's the makar of muksuk me'avosenu, and then there's the makar of having it from Goral. He was asking that it was done through Goral and Urim Ritumim, so why was there a need to have a kinyan? You could also ask for Muchzik Me'avosenu. So I was thinking, if you look at Rashi and Avodah Zarah, or the Rashbam, it's just a promise. Or even if it was a Muchzik, but it was like kind of like Taisa says in Sukkah, that Yeush doesn't work on Karka, but if it's Nishai Shushen Bailin, then until you do Kibush, it wasn't considered to be Mamish. I mean, it's always ours, but maybe that's why Lamaisi, you learn out that there's a need to have a kinyan chazaka. That's what I wanted to suggest. But there are two. One is muktzeh me'avosenu. That's one mucker. The other mucker is it's done through garl or uvetum. So why do you need to have a kinyan chazaka on it? There's two mukayrus you can ask from the need to have why there was a kinyan chazaka needed to be done in on Eretz Yisrael. There was a kinyan chazaka done on Eretz Yisrael. So frek lekasha, why do I need it? Either it was muktzeh me'avosenu, number one, or number two, where it was already through garl or uvetum. Then Yeshua is asking Goral Vurum Betumim. Ma'arid is asking Muchzik Me'avosenu. Okay, then I want to finish up with a third Mahalach. There was a great Gon Reshiva in Skokie, where I went to high school. His name was Reb Yitzchak Sender. I think he was very friendly with Reb Shechter Shlita, actually. He had many Svarim. He was a wonderful Gon. And he was a Reshiva in the Beis Medrash when I was in high school, but I used to have a little bit of what to do with him. And he has beautiful Svarim. And I wanted to share with you, just real quickly, a mahalach he has on Tu B'Av. Very, very fascinating that he has. And his Sefer Ol Rivka. Let's begin like this real quick. Comes out that our Gemara is very, very chudish. The Mishnah says in Tainus, the Gemara quotes it, Amr Vishim Gamli Loyu Yom Tom Yisrael Kamisha Asar Ba'ava Kiyom Kippurim. Shebehen Benos Yisrael Yotzes Vechulos, Bikromim Mayu Amr Bokhar Sona Yenecha Rei Ma'ata Bar Lecha. So the Gemara, by us, and in Tainus, the same Gemara asks, especially Yom Kippur, is Beislichu Mechila, Vishinidna Bo Yom Luchos Achron, so the two Ba'av Mayi. So the Gemara goes on and gives six Terutzi, right? Six different Terutzi. What are the six terutzim, real quick? Kolom asim midbar. The shvatim have had to marry one another. Shevet Binyamin was matir b'klal Yisrael. We were vatal the shomrim by Yerovim ben Nevat. Midne haruga beisar lekfura, and then the eitzim were stopped. We were able to learn more at night. Okay, that's the Gemara gives six terutzim. And then there's a brisa, not quoted by us, but it's in Tainus that the Bas Melech would borrow from the Kohen Gadol and onward, you know, to show that everyone's really equal. Okay. So he points out very beautifully, Rav Sender, that it's a very interesting Gemara because if you think about it, you got two extreme dates. You have the Dor HaMidbar and you have the Churban Beitar. That's a lot of years in between. Right? It's a lot of years. So Lamaisa, he wanted to ask three kashas. First kasha is the Gvur Sari in Tainus, Esa Kasha, strong kasha, he says, if you go work with the reason of Haruge Beitar being buried, by Haruge Beitar, what was that? What was that? What was that? 132 CE? Whatever it is, right? Torah Mata, right? Shel Avicha, right? Something like that. So there was no Melech and Kohen Gadol. The Churban happened in 70 CE. So Fractic Vursari, how can that be a reason for Tubav? There was no Melech and Kohen Gadol. That's first Kasha. Second Kasha he asks is that, why would be Koveh Chag L'Doris for things that happen for Dor Miyuchad? Purim, Chanukah was to all Klal Yisrael. This was a different section of people. To be Koveh Chag L'Doris, for that he says he thinks is difficult. Number three is, what's the Kesher between the women dancing in the Mishnah and the six events? So he has two Mahalchim. The first Mahalch is the Marapanim, which he asks on, and then he has his own Mahalch. So let's say it over real quick. The first Mahalch he quotes from the Marapanim on the Yushalmi and Tainis says that the Gemara was looking for what is the Adifus, what is unique about Yom Kippur and Tubav as opposed to other Yom Tov. So the Gemara goes like this. Bishlom Yom Kippur, Yom Slicha. The Gemara says it's a Yom Slicha. So if you look in Tyson Tainis, it's amazing. You know what Tyson Tainis says? Bishlom Yom Kippur, Yom Slicha Mechila, and therefore it's similar to other Yom Tovim. But since it has Luchos Achronos, it has an Adifus on other Yom Tovim. But Tubav, what's special about Tubav? So the Gemara gives an answer. Hutru Shvatim Zebezeh. So you look in Tyson Tainis, there's one line. Hainu Yom Tov. That makes it a yontif. Then the Gemara gives five other terutzim as to why it has an adifus other than yom tov. So it's not six terutzim in general according to the Marapanim. It's all considered to be one terutz legitimatized like a yontif, and you need the other five reasons to say why it's adifus. Okay, so that's what he wanted to tie in this. So it comes out lamaisa that you can frame for the Gvuras Ariz kasha. Because according to Gvuras Ariz, asking if there's such extreme dates, no, Tubav was Nikpa Mizmana Midbar, no doubt. And the other five Teirutim are just saying why it's in that Adifus other than Ashar Chagim. So of the three Kasha, you can answer the Gvuras Ariz Kasha based on that. And Lamaisa, don't ask me that Haruge Beitar, there's no Melech and Kohen Gadol, because it was Nikpa already, the first Teirutz was the Iker. And that's why it was considered to be already Nikpa. But the other problem is the two other kashas still stand. What's the kasha with the mechaylus? And lamaisa, why you koveh a chag only for, that was a dor miyuchad. Plus the fact, I don't know if this is such a strong kasha, but he thought it was a strong kasha on the Marapanim. The Rashban Bayas said, mara machad of lo pligi. They're not arguing. The way the Marapanim seems to be learning is that they're arguing what element is the adifus of the other Yom Tov. So that's the way he wanted to say. He thought it's against the Rashbam. The Rashbam learns Mara Marcha, Mara Marcha Lo Pligi. Plus the fact, Rav Sender wanted to point out that he didn't think it was two reasons. If you look at the Ram, the Mor Devuchim, Chelik Beis, in Simon Mem Gimel, the reason why Yom Kippur is a day of Slichu Mechil is because the Luchos Achronos were given. They're not two different reasons. That Ram says it beferish in the Mor Devuchim. The reason why Yom Kippur is special is because it's the day of the Luchos Achronos. Plus the fact, he says, what is this, like a computer or a calculator? So Tubav has two elements. Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos has Bikurim. Right? Sukkot has the Anani HaKavod or Sukkot's Mamish. Just because Tubav has two elements, that beats out the other ones. The other ones were pretty crucial, no? Maybe Yetzias Mitzrayim should be miskaber on that. So he wants to say a whole new Mahalach. It's a very, very beautiful. He wants to tie in that the Gemara is focusing on Simcha. And the Gemara is focusing on what it means, Loa Yontif Yisrael, and the level of Simcha. You look at the Ritva by us, Ritva Frek Takash, Gemara says in Sukkah, and Alpha Maraf. No, someone who didn't see a Simcha's Be'e Shoev, the Yomav never saw Simcha. So how does that fit in with Loa Yontif Yisrael, the Tubav? So he says, that's the Gabi, Simcha's Be'e Shoev, the Gabi, the Gedolim, the Kohanim. But this is for God's Klal Yisrael, Loa Yontif Yisrael, every Jewish woman, every family. And if you look in the Miri says the same thing. This was a concept of great simcha these days for all of Klal Yisrael, not just for the Gedolim and the Kohanim. That's simply the Shoeva. So he wants to tie in a Hanami, the Gemara had six Teirutzim. It was six Teirutzim. And the Kesher to the girls dancing is that this what Tubav was for was to koveya yom for Shiduchim. They wanted to have a special day for Shiduchim and Klal Yisrael. And that's the Kesher. And these six answers are, what day is special? A bad thing ended for Klal Yisrael. Every one of the six answers. This is a beautiful day for Klal Yisrael to have Shiduchim. And that was a Yom Yuchad. That's what they were looking for. And the truth of the matter is, in Shoftim, he points out, in Shoftim we have, in Pirkei Avot, in Shiloh, the women used to go out. And he points out that we don't find that continued. Until Reb Shimon Gamliel, when he made this takana to have the women go out. So it comes out that based on this, it was a day for all of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just for certain people. And Lamaisa was connected very much with the girls going out. And also, he says, you have to, in order to answer Lamaisa, the Kasha, the Guru Sari, the Iker reasons were the first two reasons that are earlier in history. But Lamaisa, we're looking for what? We're looking for special, beautiful days for to be a chag for Shidduchim. So this references a kasha from the Rashi's Bikurim and Tzal Lavilna. The Machaber passes in Kufla Amarav Sif Yud, you should not say Tachanu al Tubav. Frek the Rashi's Bikurim, Butla Megillus Tainus, except for Chanukah Vipurim, Gemara says. So why don't we say Tachanu? In fact, the Rokeach, you look up the Beis Yosef and the Shibboleth Leket say you. They show us a quote to the Rokeach, you should say Takana Tubav. But nonetheless, Lamaisa, yes, Akasha. So says Rav Sender, Lefidus Mahalach, it makes a lot of sense. Because if you look at the Piskat Taisis and Tainis on that Sugya in Simen Chof, you know what he says? But when the Gittel is Tainis only by the days where they're Nisim, but days where the Yom Tovin was not nullified. And this is a day that out of Bias Gol Tzedek is a day that's special for Shidduchim, and that's why you shouldn't say Takana. So Mamela, you could front for that kasha and say it seems to be against Taisus and Tainus, but Piskat Taisus makes a split between days of Nisimin, because there are 52 special days of Gilas Tainus. Those days are Bat Megillas Tainus, but the days of Tovin that remain, and that's why you should say Tachanun Lach Lamaisa. Okay, we'll stop here.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?